the queen now, I guess. The Queen Elizabeth, but it was Princess Elizabeth at the time, and her sister were used to put out a propaganda message during the war a couple times, and they were used to quell the fears of the people in London because London was being bombed. And then I had the May 10th introductory speech of Winston Churchill to the British people on BBC radio. And this was his first speech as prime minister, where he came out and said that we're going to work together with everybody and we're not going to give up. You know, we're going to give it the old 100%. And then just a few days later, it was July 3rd, and Winston Churchill had been in office about 55, 60 days, something like that. He did something that was completely unique, uncanny, and for the most part, lost to history. Winston Churchill ordered his navy to take control of all of the French navy or destroy them if the French refused to relinquish control of their ships. It was unprecedented and very controversial, as a matter of fact. Now, most people have never heard about this episode of history and where it came from. And the situation was, well, the French, despite assurances to their British allies that they would never capitulate to the Nazis without British approval, signed an armistice with the Germans. And as part of that deal, the French agreed to recall their navy to French ports. That's where the ships would remain for the duration of the war. They're not going to get involved with anything anymore. Now, Churchill was worried that one of the world's greatest navies would end up in German hands, and he asked the French to turn the ships over to the British instead. The French refused. But Admiral Darlin, commander of the French fleet, swore that he would sink his own ships if the Germans ever tried to take control. Well, at the same time, Churchill was trying to show that he was a tough guy, and he was trying to convince Roosevelt to give the British, 50 old American warships, the Lend-Lease program that many of us have heard about. And then they could use them to help defend themselves against, the inevitable Nazi attack, which was going to happen. Roosevelt, he feared that, Winston Churchill really didn't have the backbone to stand up to the Germans. He thought he was going to capitulate himself, and he was concerned that the ships would just end up in the Germans' hands too. And when would that happen? When Britain fell. Well, Churchill was kind of in a corner. He didn't believe the French admiral would sink the ships, so he launched what was called Operation Catapult. It was to capture the French fleet before it returned to French waters. A number of the most powerful French battleships were docked at a naval base in French Algiers in Mers de Kabir. Churchill issued the French an ultimatum. He said, give up the vessels to the British and sail them to Allied ports or face an attack from the Royal Navy. The French stalled, they were hoping for reinforcements, and the deadline passed. And the British attacked the French in 1940. Devastating force crushed the French, destroyed a number of the French ships, and they killed about 1,300 French sailors. Now, 1,300 may not sound like a lot, but that was more than the number of French soldiers that were killed by the Germans at that point in the war. France declared the action a horrific act of mass murder. Of course, Germany used it to release a whole bunch of British propaganda in Europe. But Britain stood firm with Churchill. Roosevelt saw that Churchill had a backbone and would attack the French. I mean, why not? Everybody attacks the French. They get away with it. Why not Churchill? We gave him the destroyers, and the rest, as they say, was history.